Isn't that a beautiful voice? That's Libby York singing. You want to hear Libby York talking? Hi, Libby.
Hi, Rick.
You really are one of my favorite singers, and one of the, you know, this town is filled with great jazz performers and singers of all stripes, and Libby is not only one of my favorites, she is one of the best. She will be playing at Winter's Jazz Club Tuesday, and after that, a very special place. But so, what's new? You're back in town, are you?
Haven't seen you in a while. Yeah,
well, it's been almost exactly. You know, Facebook is so weird. I mean, I don't like it, but I have to use it. And so all of a sudden it said, 1 year ago today, and there's Libby York. And I thought, wait, they made a horrible mistake. She's on the show tonight.
It was a year.
And you would come back and you were going to do Winters again.
Probably, yeah.
You split your time. You have had since you were a young woman growing up in Rogers Park, kind of a wanderlust, haven't you?
Yes, I discovered Key West, Florida many years ago and bought a house down there. So having grown up in Chicago, I realized, okay, the winter is not for me anymore.
Yeah, I know it is. Happy Father's Day to all you fathers out there.
Yeah, happy Father's Day.
You lost your father when he was relatively young, but your parents were a huge, huge influence on your musical career, weren't they?
Well, they both played piano and sang, and I heard a lot of Sinatra around the house, and Perry Como. My mother loved Perry Como.
And Rosemary Clooney.
And Rosemary Clooney, yeah.
And they were the kind of parents who, when you didn't start out with a career in jazz, you had such a fascinating life, Libby. You started out with a career in restaurants, basically, did
right.
you not?
Well, first I was a teacher.
That's right, that's
then
right.
Then I decided to try opening a restaurant, the Back Porch Cafe in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, and it's still there 40-some years later. I don't own it anymore, but it's still there.
When you go back, how do they greet you there?
Oh yes, it's great. I was just there actually in May, and it was so fun to see, you know, everyone having such a great time, and they're doing flaming house coffees and.
Well, but you modeled it too. It was one of the. It was a sort of pioneer in the whole kind of Alice Waters, natural food movement, wasn't
right.
it?
Right in the, whatever that was, 74, and we were doing farm to table. And right, like, just as Alice Waters was doing at Chez Panisse in Berkeley.
And you were inspired, too, by the famous, if I remember it, there are people out there who remember it, too, the famous Fanny's restaurant in Evanston.
Yeah, we talked about that. Some of your listeners remember Fanny's in Evanston, and she would come to the table, and it was always kind of, I remember thinking, oh, the restaurants is kind of like showbiz, you know. So I tried restaurants first and then moved to showbiz.
What I remembered about it, she was famous for, like, her spaghetti sauce, wasn't she?
Right. They have it, or they had it frozen.
That's right. I remember that. It was one of the first things from a restaurant that I ever remember seeing in a store.
Fanny's spaghetti sauce. Yeah, it's great.
What dragged you away? You're on the East Coast, and you had sort of sung in high school at, where'd you go? Sullivan, right?
Sullivan yeah.
High School. And we're always interested in music. But what drew you to, you know, the bright lights and crazy club scene in Manhattan?
You know, I started singing with a guitarist who was playing in the Village, and, you know, always wanted to sing Cole Porter and Gershwin and, you know, Harold Arlen and Johnny Mercer. And that was it. Once I started doing that, I just never got tired of it. You know, it's really been a life's work.
Well, that's something I admire, your passion, because those were, you know, any young or relatively not so young coming to Manhattan to make a mark as a singer, those were some pretty lean years for you, weren't they?
Oh, yeah. You know, it's not exactly a profession you go into to make a lot of money.
Yeah, and it still is. Yeah, it never make a lot of money.
But yeah, it's a blessing to have something you really love to do, you know.
After the break, I want people to really hear you. You are playing Winters. You played Winters last year. This is a special kind of show for you. It's labeled Something Cool, and it's your nod to the inspirations of the aforementioned Rosemary Clooney, June Christie, and especially, and I'm so taken with the way you discovered one of Chicago's great singers and one of its most influential singers, Frank Derone. How did you discover Frank Derone as a young woman?
You know, it's so funny. I was a student at Sullivan High School, and there was a record store on Morse Avenue, real near Ashkenaz.
Famous old deli.
Wonderful Ashkenaz. And somehow I got a hold of June Christie's Something Cool record and Frank Derone's first record. This was, I think his first record came out in 59. And, you know, I think it was the first time I thought, oh, listen to that. That's how it's really supposed to sound. He's great. And he was a great guitarist also.
And later in life, you didn't meet Frank around that time, but when you eventually came back to Chicago as a professional singer, you met Frank.
Yeah, it was really a thrill to meet him and actually sing with him at the Jazz Showcase. And his wife Joan has become a good friend. And
did you tell him when you first met him, Frank, I bought a record of yours?
Oh yes, absolutely. I told him right away.
You think you were the first person to ever tell him that? Just joking. You're going to hear more from Libby York singing and talking after a short commercial break. I will start it off with telling you Get Real in the Morning with Larry Potash, Robin Baumgarten, Paul Conrad. So funny, I was asked to make the 8th grade graduation speech, what do they call it, commencement address, at my old grammar school on Friday. And in the audience was Paul Conrad, because he's got 3 kids who go to LaSalle School. I hope I didn't embarrass the entire room. They're the entire WGN Morning News team. They're on from 4, the ungodly hours of 4 to 10 a.m. We'll be right back.
Makes me treat you the way that I do. Gee, baby, ain't I good to you?
Welcome back. That again is Libby York from one of her 3 CDs. Libby will be playing Tuesday at Winters Jazz Club, which is just a stone's throw from here. She is also playing, this is a really interesting and I think very exciting venue. It's the Cliff Dwellers Club, the normally private Cliff Dwellers Club at 200, at the top of 200 South Michigan Avenue. How did that come about, Libby?
You know, I went to see a friend who had played there, Alyssa Allgood, wonderful singer, young singer, and met a few people, and I thought, boy, this place is really special. And I had always heard about the Cliff Dwellers, you know.
Yeah, it is a remarkable place. I'll keep reminding people that's Friday night, July 19th. But in putting together the show that you're performing Tuesday at 7:30 and 9:30 at Winters Jazz Club, this Something Cool, a nod to your inspirations, June Christie, Frank Derone, and Rosemary Clooney. Knowing you, it's more than, hi, this is another song by Frank Derone. I mean, you're going to talk about the reasons that these, and the ways in which these people influenced you.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, this is really the beginning of my, not even my career, but just my listening to this kind of music. And yeah, they were all so influential. Oddly enough, Rosemary Clooney later than the other two, because her CDs with Warren Vaché, the great cornetist. Then I got to meet Warren, and he's on my last 2 CDs. So, you know, I kind of patterned some of my recording on those Rosemary Clooney, like
I simply like to listen to music and I can't perform at all, but is it inspired by their phrasing, by their song selection, by their, stage mannerisms, or all of that kind of?
I would say for me more, since I got to know them in recordings, yeah, sure. Phrasing. And they swing, you know, so it's definitely jazz. They're just inventive, all of them. Rosemary Clooney was just astonishingly simple, and yet she meant every word, you know, every lyric.
Mm.
She said once, I'm a singer of fine songs who works with jazz musicians.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
She's not a bebopper, a scat singer, but boy, she sure can sell a lyric, you know.
Well, I think it's a wonderful thing to, have you themed shows before?
I have. People, club owners seem to like themes.
Why? Well, because it brings up other names that people can identify. If they don't know the specific performer, at least they can say, well, you know, she does the Rosemary Clooney songs. I mean, it's a marketing kind of thing, is it not?
I think so, and it gives people an idea of what you're doing, you know. I also love when I'm working with musicians like Steve Million on piano, who's great, and Larry Cohat on bass. It's great to just let loose and improvise and have fun with the songs.
Yeah. Give me an idea of the state of, I've asked you this every time you've ever been on one of my radio shows, and you've been
the
on
the state of jazz music
in Chicago.
Well, it's thriving, I would say. I don't know. It's you know, it's not an easy road to go. And but there's a lot of wonderful musicians in this town, that's for sure.
See, one of the things is, as you know, I go back far enough to remember a considerable number of venues where one could perform. And that seems to be, except Winners is relatively new, it seems to be fewer and fewer over the years, or at least fewer than there were 20 years ago. But that has done nothing to prevent young people from taking up jazz.
That's true.
It's a passion, then. It is certainly not a commercial consideration.
And it's quality music. You know?
Yeah.
So it's never going to die. It may not be in the pop culture anymore, but the people who love jazz really love jazz.
And I know, I mean, you do attract younger audience members too. It's not just a bunch of people like us. It's crossed over to the new generation, who I think, you know, whether they heard it on their parents' CD players or not, or were exposed to it in school, it is attracting, I think, a new generation.
Oh yeah, and you know, there's so many jazz programs in the university now that really helps keep the music alive and helps keep young people going. You know?
Have you ever taught?
I have.
I mean,
you were a
teacher when you were young, and you weren't teaching jazz. But have you taught any of these jazz classes? I think you'd be really inspiring.
Oh well, thank you. You know, what I have to teach is probably many years on the bandstand. You know, someone else could do a better job of teaching technique or theory.
But don't you think that would be a valuable lesson, though? I think that would be an incredibly interesting and worthwhile and valuable class to take, life on the bandstand, because you've paid your dues.
Yeah, you're right. I should probably create a little workshop at some point, you know, because I love working with young people. And, you do learn a lot just by doing.
Sure. Sure. Well, and you know, there are certain sacrifices that one has to make, too. You know, you're not going to, you know, maybe you can discover Key West and go down there in the wintertime and sing there, but you're not going to have a huge IRA, and you're not going to be able to retire.
Right.
Why would a singer retire anyway, except if they lose their voice?
Can't think of any reason other than if you can't do it anymore.
And look at Tony Bennett.
Isn't that great?
There's a big piece in the paper today about Tony Bennett. Again, Libby's going to stay after the commercial, and I promise I will allow her to pick out an entire song so you can get the full dose of Libby York. She is going to be this Tuesday night at 7:30 and 9:30 at Winter's Jazz Club, which is a relatively new jazz club, but I think thriving here. I think they have found an audience. It's right over here. It's downtown. It's right over, I can't remember the exact address, but go to the website. You'll find it. Also, go to the website, LibbyYork.com. That's LibbyYork.com. And I'm assuming you have this information about the Cliff Dwellers thing.
Yes, everything is on there, all the dates. There are quite a few dates coming up in the summer. So
fabulous, because you're a summer girl here. In winters, she's in Key West.
I don't do winters in Chicago.
She doesn't do it anymore, because she's a native Chicagoan, can afford not to spend. She's learned a lesson, not spend the winter months here. It's bad for her voice. Also, you can get Libby's, you can order her CDs. How many now?
Four of them. Yes.
That, I want to talk to you a bit about the nature of the recording business, because that has imploded in the last 10 years, I think. It was relatively easy to make CDs years ago and get them made and get them out. And I don't think it is anymore. So stay tuned for, you got to listen to some commercials, and Roger Badish, who is a huge fan of Fanny's, as he came in and told us, and some now mysterious Brigadoon-like restaurant in Michigan where they still sell Fanny's spaghetti sauce.
We're going to find out who's still selling.
Someone call in. Call in if you're in Michigan and have nowhere Fanny's spaghetti sauce can be had. We'll be back. Libby York is here for a few more minutes, and Libby York, Chicago-born, Chicago-raised, but she has been all over the place. She lives some of the year in Key West, Florida, where she's had done for decades now, but also is very intrigued. In Key West, you sang for Tennessee Williams, didn't you?
Actually, I met Tennessee, but didn't sing for Tennessee. He was already
passed. That's his loss.
Well, you know, there was a time in Key West when you would see the likes of Tennessee just walking the street, you know.
It's changed a bit.
It's changed.
Yeah. But in New York, when you were in New York, you were at a dinner party, and Leonard Bernstein asked you to sing for him.
And that
now actually, that's pretty cool.
That actually happened in Key West.
Oh, it did?
Yeah. He had become friends with friends of mine from the opera in Rome, and he was there for dinner. And after dinner, he said, Libby, let's go to the piano and play some blues. And, you know, I sang with him, and he played piano, and it wasn't until afterwards I thought, oh, my Lord, I just sang the blues with Leonard Bernstein.
I cannot think of Leonard Bernstein any place other than New York. That's my problem.
He used to hang out in Key West a little bit.
He was something.
Back in the day.
You don't mind hanging out in New York. You like
I love it. I'm actually there more and more lately. I'm going to be there quite a bit. Next year I just played wonderful little club on West 10th Street called Mesro. Huh. And I lived there for quite a while.
Sure.
And so it's kind of like coming back home, another home.
Yeah, Chicago is always going to be
Chicago's
your home.
Always hometown.
You once told me, when I sing, I bring all of my life experiences to a song, and that includes Chicago, which is always home. Libby is going to be at Winters Jazz Club. Go to wintersjazzclub.com. She'll be there this Tuesday night. Shows at 7:30 and 9:30. And then in July, Friday, July 19th, she'll be at the Cliff Dwellers. It's called Live Jazz on the Cliff, and it's one of the most astonishing venues in the Midwest. It's an amazing place. It is worth it to go see and hear Libby. It's also worth it to see the place.
It is a beautiful place.
It's a perfect one.
Private club,
punch.
But it'll be open to the public for a $10 cover, so that's real special.
God, $10. That's like a cup of coffee. I want to leave you with a Libby York song. Libby, you've selected the song. Introduce it for us.
Oh, Like Someone in Love. This is with the great Frank West, who was from the original Count Basie band. And I got to record this with him and also perform with him at the Triad Theater in New York. He's now passed, but
He lives on with his music, though.
He sure does. Yeah, he's one of the greats.
It's great to see you. I'll promote that Cliff Dwellers thing later in the summer. Here, drive home safely.
Thanks.
Here, ladies and gentlemen, is Libby York.
seem to go out gazing at stars. I keep hearing guitars like someone in love. Sometimes the things I do astound me. Mostly whenever you're around me. Lately I seem to walk as though I had wings. I'm bumping into things just like someone in love. Each time I look at you, I'm limp as a glove, and I'm feeling like someone in love. Lately I seem to go gazing at stars. I'm hearing guitars like someone in love. Sometimes the things I do astound me. Mostly whenever you're around me. Lately I seem to walk just as though I had wings. I keep on bumping into things just like someone. Me.